Today we're building a future, jungle transition route method in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea here is simple. Instead of making a transition feel like a giant obvious fill, we're going to make it feel like a moving lane that guides the listener from one section into the next. Think of it like this. A lot of DNB transitions try to impress you. This one is trying to steer you. It keeps the pressure rolling, keeps the groove alive, and keeps that timeless roller momentum going even while the arrangement changes shape. This is especially powerful for jungle-leaning DNB, darker rollers, halftime to double-time hybrids, and those neuro-influenced bass tracks where you want movement, but you do not want the section to feel overcooked. We're going to build a 16-bar route that can sit between a drop and the next part of the tune. So before touching any sounds, decide what this transition is actually doing. Is it moving from drop A to drop B? Is it connecting a roller groove into a more broken jungle passage? Or is it acting as a DJ-friendly bridge for mixing? For this lesson, let's imagine the route starts at bar 33. Bars 33 to 36 are the strip down and cue up. Bars 37 to 40 are where the break pressure starts rising. Bars 41 to 44 bring the bass back in and shift the energy. Bars 45 to 48 launch into the next section. That phrase logic matters a lot in DNB. Listeners feel in 8s and 16s. DJs feel in 8s and 16s. If your transition respects that, it instantly feels more musical and more usable. Now set up a dedicated group track called Trans Route. Inside it, create separate tracks for breaks, top percussion, bass effects or route bass, atmospheres and tension, and optionally impacts or noise. Keep everything easy to edit. This is one of those moments where organization is not boring, it is part of the groove. For the break layer, Future Jungle loves movement in the drums. We are not just throwing in a riser and calling it a day. We're using break edits to create the sense that the groove is alive. Drop a break into simpler, switch it into slice mode, and trigger it from MIDI. Then create a few versions of the same basic loop. One version is steady and driving. One version leaves little ghost note gaps. One version adds a stuttered snare idea. And one version includes a reverse tail or reversed break fragment. A good starting chain for the break is EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, just to get out of the sub's way. Then maybe a little drum bus for punch and grit, but keep it subtle. A little saturator can add density too. The point is not to crush the break. The point is to let the transient detail survive so the groove still swings. Now bring in variation every couple of bars. Maybe one kick gets removed. Maybe there's an extra snare pickup. Maybe a tiny reversed slice pops in at the end of a phrase. These little details are what make the route feel like a living thing instead of a loop you copy 10 times. Next is the bass route, and this is where the transition starts to really talk to the listener. The bass should not just sit there walling off the mix. It should answer the drums. Use something like operator or wavetable. A solid approach is a clean sine-based sub in operator with a separate mid layer, or a restyle patch in wavetable with subtle unison and some grit. Then shape it with auto filter, saturator, and utility. Keep the sub mono, always. Here's a simple bass phrasing idea. Bars 33 to 36 might be mostly sub or very filtered bass, so the energy stays controlled. Bars 37 to 40 introduce short reese answers on the offbeats. Bars 41 to 44 open the filter and add one or two rhythmic stabs. Then bars 45 to 48 bring the full bass back, or hand off to the next groove. Use auto filter creatively. A cutoff sweep from around 200 Hz up into the 1.5 to 4K Hz area can create a really strong sense of progression, depending on the sound. Keep resonance moderate so it has edge without turning into whistle territory. And if the bass is too polite, a little saturator drive can wake it up fast. The key thing here is that the bass route feels like call and response. The drums say something. The bass answers. The listener feels that conversation, and the transition keeps moving without needing a giant dramatic stunt. Now let's talk about route markers. These are the little automation moments that signal where the music is headed. They are like signposts in the arrangement. Use clip envelopes or arrangement automation for things like auto filter on the tops or atmosphere, reverb, wet amount on a snare tail, echo on one hit near the end of a phrase, utility gain for a quick dropout or lift, and maybe pitch movement on a noise sweep or bass effects hit. A really strong move is a high pass sweep on the break at the end of bar 36, so the listener feels the drums thinning out just enough to expect a change. Or put a snare tail into echo with moderate feedback. Or mute the bass for the last half of bar 40. That little absence creates huge momentum when the bass returns. One thing I want to emphasize here is that in DNB, transitions work best when they still feel like part of the groove. If the FX starts feeling like a separate sound design demo, the momentum can fall apart. Keep the route musical. A really powerful Ableton trick here is resampling. This is where the section starts to feel performed instead of programmed. Set an audio track to resampling and record a pass of your break edits, your bass automation, your atmosphere swell, or your FX chain. Then cut the best moments out of that recording and reuse them like mini transition samples. You can reverse a tail, slice a one-bar resample into tiny pickups, or layer a resampled crash under the next section. That slight instability is part of the charm. Future jungle often sounds best when it feels like it was pushed into existence, not assembled from pristine blocks. Also, make space. A timeless roller transition is not just about adding things. It is about knowing when to leave things out. Try removing the kick for the last half bar before the new phrase. Try muting the bass for a single beat so the snare lands harder. Try leaving one bar with just hats, atmosphere, and a distant break. That kind of negative space can hit harder than another layer of effects. Use reverb and echo carefully. Short to medium reverb decay. Filtered echo repeats. Controlled feedback. We want tension and motion, not a washed-out blur. Because this lesson is also about DJ tools, the route needs to work in a mix context. That means clean downbeats, phrase awareness, enough top-end detail for beat matching, and no ugly low-end overlap between sections. A good DJ-friendly structure is 8 bars of intra-compatible drums, 4 bars of transition pressure, and 4 bars of full energy handoff. If you think like a DJ, the section becomes more useful. Another tune can ride over it without the sub fighting back. And that is exactly what makes long blends feel smooth in roller and jungle sets. Now check your mono compatibility. Open utility on the bass and the route group. Make sure the sub stays centered. Make sure your low end is not spreading out in weird ways. High pass the non-bass elements, usually somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz depending on the sound. If the break feels boxy, carve a little low mid area. If the route gets harsh, tame some of the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone. Always check the transition in mono. If it loses punch, the fix is usually to reduce stereo width on the bass FX layer and keep the widened material only in the top noise and atmosphere. Here's a really useful coach note. Treat the transition route like a mixing lane, not a fill. If every bar has a new event, the ear stops feeling direction. Sometimes the best move is to reduce sustain before you add density. Shorter tails can create more urgency than brighter sounds. You can also make this technique more advanced with a dual route method. Route A can be break heavy and tense. Route B can be bass heavy and open. Switch between them every 16 or 32 bars so the track keeps evolving without losing its identity. Another nice trick is the negative space swap. In one phrase, remove the kick but keep the snare ghosts alive. In the next phrase, do the opposite. That contrast can feel way stronger than a full-on fill. And if you want a really cool micro drop effect, create a 1-beat or 2-beat vacuum right before the handoff, then return with only the core groove, not the entire arrangement. That little vacuum can make the next section feel huge. For a quick practice pass, loop bars 33 to 48. Build one sliced break-in simpler. Add one bass track with operator or wavy-able and program a short answer phrase. Automate an auto-filter sweep on the break. Add subtle drum bus. Throw one echo on the last snare of bar 40. Mute the bass for half a bar before bar 45. Add a resampled reverse tail into the final downbeat. Then check it in mono and listen like a DJ. Ask yourself, does it feel mixable? Does it feel musical? Does it keep moving forward even when it gets sparse? That's the future jungle transition route method. Not a giant flashy fill. Not a random breakdown. A routed path of drums, bass conversation, space, and automation that keeps timeless roller momentum alive all the way through the handoff. If you get this right, the listener should feel the next section arriving before it fully lands. And that is where the magic is.